This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Jay, we are praying for you in your fight against ovarian cancer. Brother Bob, I hope your back is doing better. And VJ, I pray that you get that visa to come to the United States so we get a chance to break bread together, my buddy. All you guys listen to the program and want you to know that we are all in need of prayer at some point. And when you ask me to pray for you, I do. I do immediately. Because I want people to be blessed. I want people to, you know, look, life is what it is. We're going to struggle. We're going to have whatever issues that come up. And we've got to feel like there's something bigger that can drive us through. I'm trying to drive that home to my 17-year-old because, you know, he's in that age where, you know, things, he start to question. And I'm not that he is. I'm just saying you can. And I want to make sure he understands that that just like there's air surrounding him, that the air that he breathes, he can't see it, is there. I want him to know that is the Spirit of God right there with him. Glad you guys are with me, the Kevin Jackson Network. Again, I want to thank you guys for all your prayers and mostly your financial support, because that helps as well. That's where the magic happens, and that's why we're able to do magical work like getting Joel in the Hillsdale, sending two more kids this summer. Yes, two more full scholarship kids are going to the Hillsdale for the Frederick Douglass Leadership Summit. And we're not fully funded for it, but we hope you guys will help us out. But we're going to get them there. I had dinner with Joel and his family, and when he got his notification that he got accepted to Hillsdale, and what a glorious moment. And it's because of you guys. It isn't because of us. It's because of you. First of many kids, we've sent hundreds of kids on their way to vocational schools, avoiding the waste of college. Kids that have gone on to become plumbers, electricians, welders, and things like this. 96% success rate of getting kids into the right college or vocational school. You can find out more at seekingeducationalexcellence.org. I titled this particular segment, No True Biden Supporters, because I don't believe there are any. I really don't. I don't believe that people like Joe Biden, I don't believe that they feel like he gives them any sense of security. I believe they're in two different camps. They're either virtue signalers or Trump haters. They only support Biden when they gained something. Privately, only the biggest fool in the country would support Joe Biden. There's nobody that would do that. They will virtue signal publicly, and then they criticize him privately. That are the two Biden supporters. And leftists get mad. I said this earlier. They get mad when I state this, when I tell them this truth. The truth hurts. And as I mentioned earlier, and I've done a complete show on this, people get angry when they're caught in a lie. Democrats are panicked. And the reason is because they know Joe Biden is not capable. Democrats can pretend to be Tommy Toughbutts publicly, but in truth, they are scared of their shadow. And Joe Biden is a perfect example. He's a guy that lies about everything publicly. He puts on this persona that he's a, you know, 500-pound gorilla. But privately, he knows he's a waste of he's a shell of a man. That's why he lies about his life. That's why he lies about his son's life, his uncle's life, and everything else. Leftists can play all the games they want, but let me tell you, they are panicked. They are panicked at how people perceive Joe Biden when he goes around the country. And it's not like Joe Biden goes one place and he gets a bad reception, or he goes one, you know, two places. You know, that would be anecdotal. Those would be outliers. Everywhere Joe Biden goes, he's protested. He's not celebrated. Everywhere Donald Trump goes, he's celebrated. I'll say that again. Everywhere Donald Trump goes, he's celebrated. I talked about the Claremont Institute guy a while back. The president says Trump is a perfect man for this time. And he said he may not be the best president for all time, but he is the best president for this time. And I think many people are starting to believe that. You know, we've talked about a lot of these things, and we're going to always talk about them because that's just the nature of the beast. But how many people do you know that could withstand this persecution? I don't know anybody. I don't want to rehash it because we have discussed it. Trump is the only person I know. I mean, I'm talking about personality wise, has enough money to do it, has enough familial support to do it, has enough public Q score to be able to do it, and has the attitude to withstand it. That is a unique individual. I don't think Republicans and conservatives really understand how lucky we are to have the right guy at the right time. It's kind of like when the Democrats had Barack Obama. As twisted as it is, he was the right guy at the right time. I don't know many other people who could have done it. I mean, whatever they're trying to achieve, he did it. And he did it. The problem with the Democrats is when they pick their right warrior, their warrior is a metrosexual pansy like Joe Biden or in this case, a serious one like Barack Obama. But they got exactly who they needed at the right time. Joe Biden, I don't think, could have won against John McCain. Just to put it bluntly, they're too much alike. Two crotchety old, scumbag, well, call him what you want. I don't care what you think of McCain. But two crotchety old white guys going at it. McCain probably could have beaten him, but he couldn't beat Barack Obama no way, no how. Nothing Democrats will do can stop Donald Trump's second term, with the exception of cheating. And they'd have to do so much that it would literally cause a civil war. The resurgence of America is going to, it's not even going to happen, it's happening. You don't have to look for it. There are no true Biden supporters. I gave you who they are. There are public virtue signalers who want to toe the party line because that's where the money is. And then there are people that just abjectly hate Donald Trump. They don't know why. They have no reason. And that's why the Democrats are scared. They can't get enough people to support this guy. And when we come back in the second segment of this hour, I want to talk about an actress. Her name was Drea DiMatteo. She was from The Sopranos. She was Christopher's girlfriend. Ended up turning him in, working with the FBI. If you remember her, very pretty girl. And she's, I don't know much about her, but she's very open about her politics. We'll talk about that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Cowards is what I call leftists. I call them cowards because they only want to attack you when they're en masse. They won't attack you when they're by themselves. They can be very reasonable when they're one-on-one. They'll listen to you then, for the most part. It's if there's more than one. If there's two of them, they think they've got an army. I mean, unless they're surrounded, then they get up and they leave. They're upset. They want to, you know, leave the Thanksgiving dinner or whatever. But I'm going to tell you, they're cowards. It's what they are. It was funny. Eric Holder called us a nation of cowards. And to some degree is right, because the people that won't stand up, that won't say, yes, I am a conservative. Yes, I am a Republican. Yes, I support Donald Trump. Why do you think we talk about our merch all the time? I talk about your merch is your message. And if you look, I can't tell you what's going to happen in your life, but if you want to keep your mouth shut whenever somebody brings up their side and you can't open your mouth, you're a coward. That's all it is.
Kevin, I can't say the things you say.
Yeah, you can, you coward. You either can't, I don't know, what, do you not have vocal cords? Did you get a tracheotomy? What? Why can't you say it? You got a mouth? You got a God-given right to speak your mind. You have an opinion, and they say everybody, they're like, you know, dinghy holes. Everybody's got one. So why can't you speak your mind? Why can't you do it? You either have the guts or you don't. One of my favorite sayings is no balls, no babies. Well, there you go. You either got them or you don't. And don't be looking around.
That's for Kevin. That sounds rude. That's not good for Christian radio.
Well, whatever. Get over it. Get over it, Christian. What? I can talk about my kid playing basketball. Yeah, I bought my kid a couple of basketballs. But I can't tell you no balls, no babies. Sanctimonious, boy. I know. The reason why I say it, because I know there's people out there going,
Kevin, that's not very uncouth. You sound like Donald Trump.
Well, good. Good. What you need is more Trump. You need more people willing to stand up, say what they mean and mean what they say. Remember how much respect you had for that person? Look, I know some people get mad.
Kevin, I'm no coward.
Okay, good. Good. If I can inspire you to go be different and speak your mind, congratulations to you. If you support somebody, say it. Put it on your Facebook page. Oh, Kevin, I'll lose a friend. You didn't have a friend. If you can lose a friend over your own opinion, you didn't have a friend. Many of my opinions differ from my friends. I'm not just talking politics. A lot of stuff. Anyway, I want to go back to my merch. shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Go look around there and see what my personality is. My personality is the MAGA fist in your face. It's Trump as a skeleton. And we give you some funny descriptions. Go read the descriptions. It's worth the price of admission just to read them. My Trump shoes get more attention. When I went to every car dealership to look at cars, I had my Trump shoes on. I was sporting them bad boys. I wore high waters just so people would look down. I looked like Michael Jackson, you know, when he had them skinny jeans. You can see his ankles. I wanted people looking at my shoes. I wore my MAGA hat. I want a conversation. You know what's funny? The majority of people were like, that's cool. So here's what I want you to think about. Because here's what the left does. They don't support Joe Biden, but they hate Trump. So when you say, well, what do you like about Joe? It doesn't matter. I just hate Donald Trump. Okay, so since when is that the way you support somebody? Think of this situation as your favorite sports team. Your team may be off for the last decade. They haven't won anything, but you support them. You remain a Cowboys fan, or you remain a San Francisco fan, despite Kaepernick. You remain, my brother is a true diehard Minnesota fan. I mean, I'm talking about from decades. Four times when I was a kid, Minnesota went to the Super Bowl, and Larry was like, this going to be the year. This going to be Fran Tarkenton. I remember, I like the Cowboys. And shoot, they disappoint him every time. He's like, oh, man, they always disappoint me, Kev. Yeah, but he's still a fan because he's stuck on some tradition. He remembers what was his name? Rosie Greer and the Purple People Eaters or whatever. There was something that drew him in that made him go, man, those guys are good. And they were. They just couldn't get it over the finish line. Yeah, their record. Arden fans know the last time their team was in a playoff or won a playoff or won the big game.
It's been 13 years since we won the Super Bowl, or it's been 37 years since we won the pennant, you know, whatever. They know.
They invest in their team. There's a reason, and even when their team is not winning, they stick with them. That is the reason. So I want you to consider Biden as your sports franchise. How would you handle that? What are you going to hang your hat on? All his lies, all his plagiarism, all his fantastical storytelling about uncles being eaten by cannibals and corn pop threatening to kill him at the pool and little black kids playing with his hairy legs. What part of this franchise do you want to own? Please let a brother know. People don't like Joe Biden, and he's figured it out, and it upsets him because old Joe wants to be people to be invested in his lies, invested in his nonsense. And when they don't, he's like, well, why don't they believe me? Because we have proof, Joe, that you're a liar. We have proof that you're a corrupt individual, that you're willing to sell this nation out for pennies on the dollar. First of all, you shouldn't want to sell your nation out. There should be no price to make you sell your nation out. But Joe will do it. Beads for Manhattan. Emmy Award-winning actress Drea DiMatteo told Donald Trump Jr. in a podcast interview that many prominent celebrities like herself are against the Biden agenda, but unlike her, they're afraid to speak out. I told you she was in The Sopranos. She was on Donald Trump Jr.'s Triggered podcast. And she's one of the few people in Hollywood. I tell you, it's these Hollywood that sees women. I would tell you, I bet you Rose McGowan is much more on our side of things than she is on the left now. And truth be told, so is that crazy lunatic Ashley Judd. So is that crazy lunatic Madonna. All these people that are you know, gone by the wayside, that wish they could come back and keep their fame. These are closet conservatives. I talked about Madonna in my second book, Sexy Brilliance. Anyway, she says, on the show, close the border, you moron. And that's what made it. She says she voted for Biden the first time. She didn't think that he would allow what's happening to happen. I'll read this. DiMatteo spoke about how she had changed her opinions on certain issues such as illegal immigration, and how she previously voted for Biden based on sympathy for illegal immigrants. The chaos at the border has changed her mind. After showing off a cap from her friend's company's sloppy tees that read, "Close the border, you moron," they discussed the mass illegal immigration of the able-bodied fighting age men. She is not alone in her thinking.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Small towns in Oklahoma hit hard over the weekend by huge tornadoes that flattened homes and buildings and killed at least 4 people. Governor Kevin Stitt.
Definitely the most damage since I've been governor that I've seen. I've seen a lot of damage. I've been around the state for, it's my 6th year. But what I saw downtown Sulphur, it's unbelievable.
The destruction extensive in Sulphur, a town of about 5,000 people south of Oklahoma City, where a tornado hit many downtown buildings. College protests continue across the country regarding pro-Palestinian demonstrations, with law enforcement still getting involved and arresting students. Some colleges are implementing academic suspensions for students arrested, and at one school, expulsions if the student was involved in any kind of violence. This is USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Key inflation up or down from a year ago? What do you think? I already know what you think. Up! Yeah, it is. It's up 2.8%. Joe Biden says he's going to get it done, man. Woo! He's going to get inflation in check. Up 2.8%. Adam Schiff's luggage was stolen at the San Francisco airport. Where is that Joe Biden luggage, Steve? I thought didn't they arrest that dude? That bald-headed, you know, the dude that worked for the nuclear agency? Sam something? And what beautiful evening gown of Adam Schiff's will he or she be wearing? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You're free to contact me. I love speaking to you folks. 844-551-8255. Hey, for some of you, I want you to be know of this. We're having trouble with my kevin@theblacksphere.net email address. I don't know what the deal is. Working it out with Google. Probably the NSA has intercepted all my messages, but I haven't gotten a message in probably 2 weeks. So if you've sent me a voicemail message or anything, the only reason I haven't responded is because I haven't received the message. I'm going to have a ton of email. Oh, it's undaunting how much I get. But I'm going to go through every bit of it if it means I got to stay up 2 days in a row. I'll get through it. I'll get to your messages. I'll get to your thanks and all the other stuff, and I'll answer your questions. So please continue. I will get to them. But I am having some trouble with that right now. I mentioned we are taking the Flick Fest public. You're going to get some information on that. That whole process should be done in about 30 days, I'm give or take, and we're migrating over to a new platform so that it's, you know, the apps are all up and running. You can get it on your TV and stuff. But the key is you're going to be part of taking down Hollywood and taking down this cancel culture establishment that does not want us to get our voice out. And the cost of entry is $100. It's going to be $100, and this is a Reg CF, registered with the SEC. You will be part owner in the Flick Fest. And I'm so excited about this because it's been my baby for so long. And it's one of the things Melissa and I talk about, pray about all the time. And this is the one thing that she says we had to do for various reasons. And it's not selfishly motivated. It's somebody's got to take back pop culture and do it in a way that's not about themselves. I want to help 2,000 filmmakers make their films and tell our stories. How many stories have you heard that you never knew about? Like that kid that stood by himself. His whole team went into the locker room and he stood with his hand over his heart during the playing of the national anthem. I mean, that's a great story. I believe me, I'm not watching regular TV. I get to watch a lot of other stuff that's out there. Not always well made, but the stories are good. They're compelling. And we have so many compelling stories. I'm telling you, the slate of stories we have will blow your mind. I couldn't be more excited. So when that's ready to go, I will make another official announcement. Backstage Club, I wouldn't be surprised if it launches this week. I know that's coming. So a lot of stuff coming up, and I'm excited that we're a part of it. That this is the part of history that we are making, and I think we are crafting the next 100 years of what happens in this country. That's where we are. I want to play this clip because, you know, Joe Biden is known for his pontification and his prevarication, I think is what they call it, right? That's a nice word for lying. So Joe, he fabricates a lot of stories. He adds a lot of flavor to it. He can't play a regular chord. He's got to add some dissonance to the chord. They call it quality in piano, but he ain't adding any quality. What Joe adds is blatant lies. He's been shot down in every country and on every continent, including Antarctica. That was while he was exploring the Great White North, you know, to figure, I don't know, salt to cure cancer. Yeah, that was it. That's it. I feel like Tommy Flanagan. Yeah, that's the ticket. Yeah, Joe Biden lies for sport. But this one, I don't think most people heard. I had never heard this one. You have the clip. I had never heard this lie. And what's funny is, it's a blatant lie. I mean, I don't even need a fact checker to tell me that it's a blatant lie, but I want to play this for you. Oh, before we get to that, hold it just a sec. Before we get to that, there's a whole thing about should Joe Biden debate, and I want to cover that too. But should Joe Biden debate? This is a presidential election. Of course he should debate. I can't even believe we're talking about this. But the Democrats are scared because Joe Biden accepted a debate with Donald Trump. Can you imagine if Joe Biden called out Trump and said, listen, I think Donald Trump needs to debate me. And Trump goes, I don't know if I want to debate him. Now, people will go, oh, well, Kevin, it was a presidential election and Donald Trump didn't want to debate. He didn't go to any of the debate of the Republicans. You think you got me, huh? Let me tell you why Donald Trump didn't bother to go to the debates of the Republicans. None of them had earned it. None of them. Donald Trump was a previous president. He should have run with no competition. There should have been nobody running. From DeSantis to Nikki Haley to all the others that ran against him. Not one. These are people whose careers were built on the back of the new movement that Donald Trump created. And these ingrates ran against him. That's why he didn't do it. It was a matter of principle. Joe Biden has no principle. He's a corrupt clown who was placed into office and who ran this country into the ground. He should be more than prepared to debate and defend this crappy record that he has. Yeah, did I do okay? Yeah, I thought. It could be worse for you if you think that Donald Trump, that you have a case because, oh, Donald Trump didn't go to the debates. There is no debate. Donald Trump is our candidate, period. Led in every poll. He was an incumbent deposed candidate. And we should have been 100% behind him. Not 99. Not 99.99. 100%. Anyway, I'm going to move on. Okay, we got the clip. So here's Joe Biden. You see if you can detect the lie, okay?
And I looked at my mom. I said, honey, you haven't said anything. She said, Joey, remember, true story. She said, remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, and it was, 70 homes built in suburbia? And I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you came, got arrested by standing on the porch with a black family.
Right.
And they brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that.
I don't know. Did you spot the lie? There were many. There were many lies in there. I'm not sure if you look. So Joe's having a conversation with his mom that he calls honey. Yeah. That makes you question. Honey, do we have that part? Just play that part. That little part. Joe calling his mom honey.
And I looked at my mom. I said, honey, you haven't said anything.
Who calls their mom honey? I will tell you, I've lived a lot of years. I've never heard a son, maybe Oedipus, call his mom honey. Never. I've heard her significant other or her husband call her honey. I've heard that of a woman. I've never heard a son call his mom honey. And you wonder why this man showered with his daughter. What a scumbag. Decency to the White House. Yeah, dig into that relationship a little bit more and see what you find. Yuck. But then he says, he does the Joe Biden, here's when you know I'm lying, right? Just play that little part.
Joey, let me remember, true story.
Ah, there it was. True story. When Joe Biden says true story, you know he's getting ready to tell you a lie. True story. We were flying over Afghanistan, and then I got shot down. I went and pinned a medal on that guy. True story. I wonder if there's got to be a mashup of Joe Biden every time he says true story. These are the things I like about Joe Biden. Predictable. When he says true story, it's a lie. And when he catches himself in a lie, you know what he does? I've already told you many times. He goes, never mind. That's when he catches. True story means I'm lying, about to lie, and never mind means I've caught myself in my own lie. Let me just shut up and try to get out of it. That's what it is. You don't have to guess. Now, let's be honest. Joe Biden lies about everything. I'm not even saying this to be funny. There's hardly a thing that comes out of his mouth that is pure truth, that is purely, you know what? I'm going to tell people what they need to hear. What they have to hear. I'm going to give them the real truth. It doesn't exist. He cannot do it. It is not in his nature. It's not in his DNA. His DNA is to lie. His DNA is to take a kernel of truth, maybe, and make it into a lie or blatantly lie. I was in the top half of my class. I did this. I did more push-ups. We were shot down. I was the one that drove that. That's my legislation. I was over all of it. I sponsored that. They couldn't have done it without me. It's always something. And you know what it is? It's a total weakness of his character. Democrats know it. And that's why they can't stand themselves. He reflects them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What would black people do, pardon me, without Joe Biden? Boy, I tell you what, if it weren't for him, I mean, the heck with Abraham Lincoln and all the Republicans who started the Freedmen's Bureau, which allowed blacks to get an education. To the Republicans that started the NAACP, and to the Republicans that sponsored the Anti-KKK Act back in the mid-1800s to stop the Democratic Party from intimidating black people from voting. Boy, thank goodness for Joe Biden. I mean, didn't he pass all those civil rights acts that Eric Dirksen actually gets credited for, a Republican? Joe Biden, I'm sure he authored all of those, probably authored the first one back in 1866, because he's old enough, isn't he? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We're revisiting some of Joe Biden's old lies, but we're also telling some of the new ones. And in Joe's latest, if it weren't for him, man, I tell you, the civil rights movement wouldn't have happened. Move over, Martin Luther King Jr. Who do you think you are? Mr. Big Stuff. Da-da-da-da-da. Who do you think you are? Oh, man, if it weren't for Joe Biden, I just don't know where black people would be. He has single-handedly put us on the map. I know he hung out with a bunch of segregationists and blatant racists, and he called them good guys. He pulled a Charlottesville on them. Those are good people. They had good intentions. You know, I mean, they didn't always do it right. What did he say about it? I don't have the clip. If you guys can find that clip, that would be cool. But look, Joe Biden, so what, he hung out with Bird, a member, a Kleagle in the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, so what, that was one of his buddies, his Senate buddies. The man he eulogized, that he spoke so highly of. You know, that Bill Clinton at one point said, well, he had a little bit of taste with the Klan. He was involved, but not a big deal. He was involved with it for 40 years. What are you involved in for 40 years is not a big deal. I mean, I don't know. Please, somebody tell me. I've been a martial artist for 40 years. I would never. Well, I had some tangential, you know, things with the martial arts. I've been involved with the martial arts for five decades. It wasn't a tangential relationship. I know it. And I love it. I did it for a reason. It was part of my core philosophy. I wanted to understand Asian culture because they've been around a long time and they make a lot of sense. They observe. Why do you think I'm so observant? I look at all this stuff and discern it and tell myself, what is it? What are we to make of all of this? But Joe Biden, boy, to hear the Democrats, any member of the Klan that was a Democrat, well, they didn't mean it. It is what you needed to get elected. They went along to get along. Yeah, that surely gives you a rationale and a reason to say, yeah, no problem. Well, he's in the Klan, but I forgive him. Because that's essentially what black Democrats have said is, well, he's in the Klan, but I forgive him. Oh, so what, Democrats lynch black people? I mean, it was only for a little bit of time. Republicans, man, where are you to make some gains here, please? Anyway, Joe Biden claims that he got arrested with a black family. He also claimed he got arrested with Mandela. You remember that?
And he looked at me and said, Joe, you should run. I said, but I feel strongly about all these issues, but I got involved in the civil rights movement and the war. He said, Joe, you should do it.
But it was an epiphany for me. And so I got involved in desegregation. I was no big shakes, Reverend, in the civil rights movement. I was just a kid. I got involved in desegregated movie theaters and helping, you may remember, Reverend Moyer in Delaware and Herman Holloway organized voter registration drives. Coming out of black churches on Sunday, figured how we were going to move.
Happening lead in a New York Times profile of Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign, the first time he ran for president. He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story anyway. That is really, really weird.
It is. And the story was a reminder that in that 88 race, he was one of the younger candidates in the race. He was 44 years old. He was the new generation. But, you know, if you haven't read the book of What It Takes about the 1988 campaign, rich chapters of Joe Biden and others, but it does point out a problem, a challenge for Joe Biden. Has he fixed that issue? When he gets very comfortable out on the stump speaking and other things, he has tended to embellish. He has tended to, make things sound slightly rosier than they are. Now, his aides went back to say, look, he was in office marching for the idea of civil rights, but was not actually marching in the streets. But that would not fly as much. But he was supporting civil rights. But I'm saying that in today's
Twitter.
Okay.
I know, you're just telling what they said.
Right, but in the age of Twitter today, Instagram, there would be pictures of him not marching.
That's
so you cannot get away with that in this moment. So that's his big challenge.
Yeah. The evacuation occurred because the withdrawal was, they did not realize the Taliban would take over so quickly. They did not realize the Taliban would fall in 11 days. And that's why you ended up with this chaos. That's why you ended up with so many desperate people. Just on July 8th, the president was saying there's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of an embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. They were clinging to airplanes in those early days. He was touting the Afghan forces, saying, I trust the capacity of the Afghan military. The president said they were ready, they were prepared for this, but no one was prepared for 11 days for the Taliban to take over. The president also promising on July 8th that we can guarantee the safety of the interpreters. There are thousands of interpreters in Afghanistan right now who are desperate and frightened. And just about a month ago, he told our George Stephanopoulos that he would get all Americans out. They've gotten 90% of those out. And that 10% right now is scared and still does not know exactly how they're going to get out. David.
I was once asked by Xi Jinping, and I traveled 17,000 miles with him. I was out at the Tibetan Plateau. And he looked at me and he said to me, can you define America? And I could say the same thing if he asked me to define Greece. I said, yes, one word. And I mean it sincerely. It's recorded. I said one word, possibilities. Possibilities.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law
School. How many of you know somebody with diabetes needs insulin? Well, guess what? When Debbie and I passed this law, it included everybody, not just seniors. And so what happened was, we said, okay, you know how much it cost to make that insulin drug for diabetes? Cost. It was invented by a man who did not patent it because he wanted it available for everyone. I spoke to him, okay?
And I looked at my mom, I said, honey, you haven't said anything. She said, Joey, remember, true story, she said, remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, to a 70 homes built in suburbia. And I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you came, you got arrested by standing on the porch with a black family.
Right.
And they brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that.
Does anybody believe that you would need to be reminded that you got arrested in a situation like that? Where you're protecting a neighborhood family, where, you know, something that is so meaningful, it's a cause that you support. You've marched over, you know, with the civil rights movement. You've helped black churches and desegregation of this, that, and the other. And you don't remember getting arrested. Your mom, honey, has to remind you that you got arrested. You buying this? Because I'm going to tell you something. I've heard some tall tales, Blasey Ford. But I know a skank story when I hear a skank story.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.